A Mexican music star says he's had enough. Alfredo Rios, known as El Commander, is retiring under pressure.
El Commander is huge on both sides of the border. You hear him on the radio across Mexico, and you also hear him when driving around Los Angeles.
He sings about blue-collar guys who dream of parties and alcohol and women. He also does something more.
Many of his tunes are known as narco corridos. That's the name for ballads that tell stories of the drug trade. Authorities have been cracking down on those songs.
Which is why El Commander says he's quitting. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
With machine guns and bazookas on our necks, the song says, cutting off the heads of those who cross our paths. We're bloodthirsty and crazy. We love to kill. The words allude to the Sinaloa drug cartel, named after the state in northwestern Mexico. El Commander was born there, and he still calls it home. I'd been trying to get a hold of El Commander for a year. I was a bit nervous. After all, this is a guy who sports Burberry-patterned bulletproof vests. But on his cell from Sinaloa, El Commander just sounds tired.
Últimamente, los medios han satanizado.
He says media has satanized corridos, but we storytellers have existed since the time of my grandfather. He's right. Here's a very old corrido you might recognize.
La cucaracha ya no puede caminar porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar.
Yes, that's La Cucaracha. Some historians say it was brought over from Spain. In one of its many versions, the cucaracha, or cockroach, is thought to refer to Victoriano Huerta, dictator at the time of the Mexican Revolution. Although they're as old as Mexico itself, big labels haven't always paid attention to corridos. Omar Valenzuela runs Twins Music Group out of L.A. It's the label El Commander sings on. On the phone from his native Sinaloa, Omar told me he started off producing schmaltzy Latin pop for big record labels.
The songs were not good, you know, and I was used to make products that were not real. I was looking for something real.
Then, at parties, he discovered narco ballads.
It was very underground. These kids were recording in their houses. They had no budget.
It was the early 2000s. Social media was exploding. The Mexican drug war was escalating. Sinaloan kids were sharing music with LA kids. Omar says it was the perfect storm.
Welcome to the United States.
Ah, buena noche, oiga.
Are you coming from Mexico?
Así es, oiga, venimos de Culiacán, Sinaloa.
Again?
Otra vez, oiga, que andamos.
Today, narcocorridos are a multi-million dollar business. Dave Gaddis is a retired regional director for the DEA in Mexico.
There are public relations campaigns by these cartels in order to establish a certain level of popularity, and I believe that some of these corridos actually help them do that.
It's commonly thought that these songs are commissioned by the drug lords, but El Commander says he has no ties to any cartel. I don't know any more than you do about these guys. I just write about what you hear in the streets, in the news. Despite this, the government of Sinaloa has tried to make the songs illegal in bars, but it was declared unconstitutional. Various states have canceled El Commander's live shows. And last year, he had to pay a fine of over $7,000 for playing narcocorridos at a venue in the state of Chihuahua. El Commander has also had trouble performing in the U.S. Recently in Tulsa, Oklahoma, authorities expressed concern over his visit.
El Commander, led by Alfredo Rios, is expected to draw thousands of people here Friday night. Now,
El Commander says these accusations depress him.
¿Tú crees que si yo viera que mi música hace que la gente se mate?
Do you think that I would do my music if I thought it made people kill each other? No one has ever killed anyone at one of my shows. On the contrary, people come to have fun. But he's not feeling the fun anymore. And it's dangerous work. Narco ballad singers have been killed in the past. Sergio Gomez, murdered after a concert in Michoacán. Valentín Elizalde, allegedly shot up by the Zeta drug cartel after a show.
Claro, claro que me preocupa. Me preocupa porque tengo hijos.
Commander says, yes, of course I worry. I have children. A few weeks ago, El Commander announced he's temporarily retiring from music. Whether he stays or goes, narco culture has permeated Sinaloan society. In a cemetery in Sinaloa, where drug lords are buried in lavish mausoleums, a group of college kids are drinking and singing narco ballads at the top of their lungs. The grave belongs to the boyfriend of one of the girls, Cristina. She asked that her last name not be used because her boyfriend was killed in a shooting. When asked why she liked these songs, she tapped two fingers on the inside of her wrist and answered,
"Tenemos la narcocultura injertada en las venas ya."
Narcoculture. It runs in our veins. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.